Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Friday, May the 10th, 2024. And my guest here in a few moments is Nicole Powers, and she has WitnessSpeaks.com. But before I bring her on, this past week, the U.S. Congress passed unanimously a law that says if you speak the word Israel against them, or you call somebody saying Jews, or talk about, they call you anti-Semitic. And there's a new law they just passed that says you can get arrested now for that. They just pounded the First Amendment rights to say anything of your own belief, taking them away. That will close down the churches in America because they can't speak against and speak the word of God. They're speaking anti-Semitism. So the federal agents can come arrest you. And there's a penalty for it. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it. But it's supposed to go into the Senate for today or Monday or Tuesday, whatever it is. They're going to be voting on it. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, that's going to close down the churches. I'm telling you. This is, we're in the wild times now. But I want to bring something else up. And Nicole has it, the details on it. And I'm a supporter of Donald Trump. I call him President Trump. President Donald Trump. I'm a supporter of him, and I'm going to vote for him. And what they're doing to him is, it's more than horrible. It's criminal. And all the fake prosecutions and suits and all the other stuff they're trying to destroy him. I'm a supporter of him. I pray he gets in there and becomes president of the United States this election. But he has a problem. And his problem is, and it needs to be ironed out because things are popping up around and it's going to explode about election time. And if it explodes, it needs to be done now. Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, married Ivanka. Jared Kushner, I was told years ago that he was Mossad. A super spook Otis Johnson and others had told me. Okay, I think Gene Tatum even. When he met Ivanka, and she was out partying, and he was out partying, and the whole bit, she was using drugs, and he was using drugs, and the whole bit. But Jared Kushner is a criminal, in my opinion. He should be brought to charges, federal charges, for what he's done. And that's the reason I'm bringing Nicole on to explain what he has done. But he has investment firms and he tied to BB, I think it is, Netanyahu, I call him. And he's now buying up beachfront property along the Gaza Strip, buying it up, involved in buying it along the Gaza Strip where so many Palestinians have been killed. But he's got this investment over there. Another thing, so I'm going to hand the microphone over to Nicole Powers, and I welcome you, Nicole, and let you do your thing on Jared Kushner.
Donald J. Trump should win another National White House advisor are bringing fresh scrutiny as Kushner's father-in-law again seeks the White House in control over American foreign policy. Mr. Kushner's business partners are in the car leasing firm, is part owner of Israel's only domestic builders of warships, putting him in business with executives who are also major shareholders in that country's military contractors, whose vessels have been used in the Gaza War and are armed with American-made weapons. Last month, Mr. Kushner announced plans for his biggest deal yet, including a $500 million hotel in condominium complex in Serbia, and two other luxury developments planned on the Mediterranean coast of Albania. These projects benefit from relationships built in part during a Trump administration and directly involved the Senate of Serbia and the proximity of Albania, with whom Mr. Kushner has met. The series of Mr. Kushner, 43, laid out new details of his efforts to ramp up his firm. He also defended himself against a conflict of interest, questions that have swirled around him since he left the White House. Against listing investments, following the laws and the rules is something we always do, he said. Perceptions I've learned that from my time in politics is important, but I can't control what everyone is going to write or say about me. Mr. Kushner, the sole owner of the company, said he hoped to generate billions of dollars in addition to returns to his investors. Himself is helping expand the company. And says he has set up shop on the ninth floor of an office tower in north of Miami. The walls are filled with mementos of his time at the White House, including dozens of items signed by Mr. Trump, or President Trump, often with the words, "Gary, great job, and thanks." John West, a former Reagan administration official, who went to start at a global energy consultancy, said that there were things that stuck in him that was unusual about Kushner's ventures. The sheer amount of money that he raised and the speed that he raised business, the nature of his business. He said a lot of people leave government to become lobbyists, or they start consulting firms. And he also said that he pointed out to the former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger and Matt Albright. But he said he could call no precedent of a government official leaving office and starting an investment firm that would immediately receive billions of dollars for government. Which business has been working well serving each other. I think that Secretary of Public Service and George Marshall and Robert Levin, those days passed as friends of public servants of World War II era.
So what else, Nicole, where do you tie this to?
Start the next phase of what CB next Okay. And I think this is, I really think that all of this, this war in Gaza was pre-planned, and it was just a precursor of what they really wanted to do with that country.
Yep, I'm in agreement there.
And now he's involved, Kushner's involved in the relocation of those that have been displaced by the war in Gaza.
Well, he's buying up, Nicole, if I may, he's buying up, is my understanding, and it's out there all over the internet, of property along the beachfront property of the Gaza that has just been leveled. There's not a building left. Anyway, now he's buying up the beachfront property with an investment firm or something, I don't know. It's out there on the internet. I'll try to find it, post it. But go ahead.
Okay.
Is this part one? Are we okay? So what has he done wrong? He's got the ties. I know it's probably Mossad based on what Otis Johnson Super Spook told me. But you know, he was in the White House in all the meetings with Donald Trump without any national security clearance whatsoever. How is that possible? That's the question I got. Okay. Heard everything, but what does it relate? What does it relate to what he has done that you were talking about or reading from the article?
What I can't hear.
The article that you were reading from, the report that you had found.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what specifically is it that he did?
That Jared Kushner did.
Yeah, I mean, give me a.
Involved in the establishment of the Abraham Accord. He facilitated also the COVID response. He was, I guess, the point man for his father-in-law in certain policies. And he helped, even prior to Donald Trump getting elected, I think he utilized Lucene technology. I think he perfected the algorithms for Trump to look by the votes that he needed to win. He became indispensable to Donald Trump when it came to the election in 2016. So,
I know he played an important part, but he never had a national security clearance. That's what I'm concerned with. After being told he was Mossad, he did not have a national security clearance to be in those meetings with Donald Trump, period. That's law, federal law. Now, I'm not bashing Donald Trump for that. Trump may not even have known that, but I know it, okay? So, and from what I've been told, he was Mossad. Okay, now, there's 200,000 fallen angels registered with the NSA, National Security Agency, U.S., and they've been registered since supposedly 1952 to 2012, alien agreement the government made with the aliens, which are fallen angels. They brought technology first, Tesla, and then Nikola Tesla, famous scientist. And I even spoke at his museum to Patriots down there back in Colorado Springs once. Did a speech down there. Anyway, met a lot of patriots. But the point is, Nicole was given by J.P. Morgan, who was a fallen angel possessed, the banker, given this technology of two magnetic discs, or two wooden wheels, like little round wheels, on a rod, and you put magnets here and here and here and here on the inside, and you face them, and you turn one wheel one way and one wheel the other way, and all of a sudden, you know, his workbench started sliding sideways, and he created a flying saucer. So he turns his machine, it raises up to ceiling. And there's a whole story about Nikola Tesla, and that was introduced to after he did HARP and created a storm on Colorado Springs on Pikes Peak. And here's all these generals and admirals, and the whole witness stories are out there on it. And all of a sudden, one or two of them get hit, some colonel and somebody else got hit, and with lightning bolts, because all of a sudden it created this harp storm, which they use now, these and weather modification, the whole bit. It created one of those. Well, that stopped his government contract. So J.P. Morgan takes it to Adolf Hitler, and he did it. And he went along with it. He made the flying saucers that Admiral Byrd fought and lost 2,000 men as World War II was coming to an end and the Nazis were fleeing. They were going into the South Pole, center of the Earth, which is hollow. And Admiral Byrd reported on it. This is all used to be top secret, and it wasn't. He wrote a book later called The Hollow Earth. I believe there's a movie on it. But he went to the South Pole chasing flying saucers and ships going in there. And there's a sun in there because I read a report at Otis's place. He pulled out of his file cabinet, still classified, showing two U.S. Air Force jets flying in the North Pole chasing saucers, ordered to chase them, see where they go. And they went in there and whoa, and their gauges going nuts. So they decided to turn around after viewing the center of the Earth and wrote in their report, came back out. And that was 1952 under Operation Blue Book, I believe they called it or something. And it was to identify flying saucers. But our government made an agreement because John Laird, my friend, who was a test pilot for the government there at Area 51, who also dumped a lot of Agent Orange over Vietnam and a fighter pilot over there as well. But his father owned Lear Jets. And in 1952, he sold it to his partner. And he took a contract to build 150 flying saucers for the United States government. Saucers. Gone. That's what's flying around. We got 150. That was at one batch. How many they built since? I have no idea. But I know that there's the U.S. Air Force are controlled by the aliens, whereas the U.S. Navy, who has the same fleet, is different. They're controlled by God and man. Okay? Not a bunch of aliens, but the alien factor is real. And under the 1952 to 2012 agreement, which Otis told me and others told me, it's been extended, and that's the reason they got a base out there in Utah. Got the name of it right now, I'm having brain fart, but anyway, they're all hooked up to the internet. They're all hooked up to us with cell phones. We call it. Charlene Renee calls it Satan's antenna. And if you look on the front page of my website, you hear some recordings on it, see some evidence. We're hooked up, like wired up to not 6G, but we're wired up to about 16G, where Nicole's aware that they can read your mind and they can do everything else with this high technology that they have. It's a very dangerous time for us. And to come out, the government, with this new anti-Semitism law, and that would shut down the churches and a lot of believers. I believe there's some believers in these churches. I know that they're full of people who want to feel good and get their butt warm on a bench in church on Sunday and ask God to forgive them for all the sins that they go out and do that week. That's what's kind of left in the churches, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion. But I've blabbed enough on this, but people need to be prepared because this is going to become very, very, very dangerous. And then this week, within the past week or 10 days, whatever it's been, France says we're going to send 150 troops. We're going to send 100 troops over the front lines in the Ukraine. And then they said we're going to add an additional 150 by the end of the week. So there's supposedly 250 troops over in the front line in the Ukraine. Next day, I think it was, or maybe 2 days later, I believe it was 1 day later, President Putin of Russia, he announces that they're having nuclear drills for the next 30 days. So, we're at bad times. Prayer works. It changes things. So pray that we don't have World War III over this. This is nutty as crap. But anyway, Nicole, you got any other on this first series of report to add to what you have said?
Yeah, I have plenty to read.
Go ahead. Let's do the whole thing on Jared Kushner in one part. Let's just do one part. You kind of want to split it up, but let's just get it done and knocking. Lay it out.
I have, I've just
Okay, go ahead. Lay them out. Lay out the rest of them. Let's get this thing over with.
Okay.
Okay. Give the address out again. Give us the address again. 666 three sixes.
Fifth Avenue in Miami. Yes.
Go ahead.
Or he's
a bad businessman, totally. But
it doesn't make any sense.
There's a lot of questions about what you're pointing out is there's a lot of questions on his business dealings.
Yeah.
And I question the fact he's buying up, and it isn't rumor. I got it from Professor Joel, who's done some research on it. The fact that they're buying up the beachfront property along the Gaza, and it's out there all over. So, anyway, I was going to try to find something and post it up on my internet site because, you know, this is bad news. Yeah. I mean, 35,000 Palestinians are dead. A building isn't even standing now in that country at all. At all. Since it started in October, I think the 6th or whatever it was. And he's doing beachfront property. And Larry Nizel, who took over from my ex-father-in-law, controls all the gas and oil along the coast of the Gaza, that they could never drill until they take over the Gaza. Okay? Basically. And he got nailed for it, for trying to bribe, because he bought the Bank of Israel after my ex-father-in-law died in 2004. He was one of the 12 disciples of Satan, one of the fallen angel possessed human beings. He got that way because he took over the Jewish mob, they call it, in America. And I'm not being anti-Semitic at all. And if anybody calls me anti-Semitic, they're full of shit. They don't know what they're talking about. And the reason I say that is my daughter's Jewish by her mother, so nobody calls me an anti-Semitic because I'm not. Anyway, Nicole, go ahead. Give us the rest of your report.
I'm going to talk about Affinity Partners. I'll start up here. Mr. Kushner has said he does not intend to return to the White House, but pressed on whether he would definitely rule out going back to government. He spoke instead about how happy he was in his life right now. He continues to offer advice to the American Foreign Policy Institute, a nonprofit set up by his former Trump White House officials who are already prepared for a possible return to power. Mr. Kushner said he understood that he could not avoid scrutiny, but he said repeatedly that he was confident he was acting ethical and legal and did not worry too much about what was becoming a regular attack on Democrats in Congress and ethics watchdog. It is not just liberal groups raising questions about Mr. Kushner's activity. Representative James Comer, a Republican of Kentucky and chairman of the House Oversight Committee, which has been investigating President Biden and his son Hunter. So this is what I can see. I don't have the a quote here. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. My pages are so out of order. And I'm so sorry.
So he had business dealings with who?
Huh?
Who was it he had? Who was it he
What's
had
that?
Business dealings with? Name them again.
Oh, he had business dealings with a lot of people up there.
The one you were just talking about in particular. Infinity Partners?
Yes, and he has most of that money too. That's overseas money, mostly from the Saudis and other Qatar and other, one of the best investors. I forgot his name, but.
Good. This is what I want to bring up. Go ahead.
Investors even before profit or earn or an investment. It made cash investments to date that total $1.2 billion, and many of them are companies based abroad. The investments include stake in a Solomon Group, an Israeli Crowley stake, and financing company. Dust Whistle Group, Dubai-based online real estate site. EJYM, a music-based electronic fitness company. Mosaic, a California-based solar lending site. And Sam, a new Abu Dhabi fast food company that partners that operates more than 1,000 restaurants in Brazil. Other investments include two insurance businesses and a software company. It says here in January 6th, Kushner and Trump retreated from public eye and made their home on an island. After Trump lost, after the election in 2020, they moved to Miami, place where they call it Billionaire Bunker. It says a podcast interview and university appearance he made since October 7th at Catholic Andrew. Have Julian been friendly affair, which Mr. Kushner has not been confronted with any questions of a conflict of interest, should his father-in-law retake the presidency? Okay, hold on. On the podcast launch, Mr. Kushner said, one of the most influential presidential advisors in modern history. The impact on his business was immediate, Mr. Kushner said. That I think was very, very big for the firm because it opened up a whole new sector for us. Mr. Kushner said his appearance on the podcast hosted by Les Bateman, a Russian-American computer scientist, and a second podcaster, Alian, both of which have large followings Silicon Valley. Mr. Kushner said that after the show, artificial intelligence related company and other Silicon Valley investments have been him to work with him in his firm. So Mr. Kushner's acceptance of broader acceptance is well deserved. The counterpoint to meter coverage that those unveiling question his motives in essence. But he is not just another financier. In December, Mr. Kushner organized a lunch meeting in New York City with the Prime Minister of Qatar and a feature of investment industry star, including
In other words, Nicole, in other words, we have another Hunter Biden. Go ahead. There you go.
You know, I just don't understand. But I don't understand if Trump really trusts him.
He's a national security risk. Poltergeist. I call her Poltergeist. You're a Trump supporter. I'm a Trump supporter, and that's the reason we agreed to do this. Now, you brought it kind of my attention, what, a month ago or something like that, and then someone else brings to my attention, and then Professor Joe brings something to my attention. I said, look, this guy, he stole a Mossad, probably like Otis said. And he married Trump's daughter. They could have been looking space-time and lined him up, but they were partying around New York or wherever it was she grew up and a whole bit, and she was out partying. She was in those party years like all of us go through. And so, anyway, so was he. That's how they met. Now, whether that was intentional or what it was, but I don't know, but it was rumored to the fact that both of them were doing drugs back then. Whether they were or not, I don't know. I wasn't there, and I'm not going to accuse them, and no liability on us, but when I heard he was Mossad from Otis Johnson, I said, is he Mossad? He says, yeah, I believe he is. Because that's when they were doing that peace accord thing. Starting it, and I asked about it. I believe that was back when it was. But he's a national... The reason I even did this show with Nicole, and we're going to close it out here in a minute, but the reason I did this show... Okay.
I think to me, listen, Jared and Ivanka, they're not true. They're not true Republicans. They grew up in a very, Jared in particular, grew up in a very liberal environment. And I really believe that, I think both of them used their ties and the theory of nepotism to influence Donald Trump to make certain decisions that they wanted. I don't believe they have conservative views. That's why I think they put a shadow over his administration that way, and they undermined him in certain ways, and I didn't like it, and I saw it, and I wonder, is this why there seems to be so much tension between Melania and Ivana, because I don't think he respects her father's wife. I don't think he respected the first lady. That's how I feel. And I hope, if this article is true, that he will not seek another term with Donald Trump to be a part of the White House. I hope that's true. I hope he stays away.
Okay, now where can people find this article? I understand. Where can people find this article? Where's it at? Where's it published?
Let me see. Let me get the title page.
Can it be found on Amazon or someplace? Or can it be found up there on the internet? I'll tell you what, Nicole, find the address where you see it. Email it to me, call me after the show, and I'll go get it and publish it with the show, okay? And that other article you had, I think there were a couple of them, and we put it up there where people can read it themselves and see what it's about.
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm doing the show with Nicole, and three people brought to my attention, I'm not to dare to harm Donald Trump. So it's not going to harm Donald Trump. He's just another punk, you know, that's taking advantage of his father-in-law, the president, Donald Trump. And he didn't have national security clearance, folks. That's my concern. He did not have a national security clearance hearing and being in all the meetings with the president, Donald Trump, when he was president. No national security clearance. I've never heard of that. That's a violation of national security. Now, the second part is that he's making all these deals. He's got, if it's true, he's buying up the Gaza beachfront property. They just killed 35,000 people and destroyed all the buildings. He's involved in criminal activity. It should be investigated by the feds. Department of Defense should be looking into it too. All kinds of stuff. This is a national security violation, in my opinion. As a whistleblower, a violation has occurred, and I'm trying to bring it to the public's attention, in particular the government, because they always listen to my shows. Every one of them. They got to know what's going on. So you guys need to do your job, okay? You need to do your job, just like I hear, what was it? United Health. Oh, United Health called me up all the time. They were fakes. I blew them out of the water. It all came out here, two, 3 months ago. It's on my internet site. They needed to be changed. Well, you feds listen to my radio show. Need to go after and take an examination of possible Mossad agent, Jared Kushner. And maybe his wrong...
The New York Times article.
New York Times? Okay, send it to me.
Yes.
It was in the New York Times.
Okay.
Okay, let's close this out so I can get it posted in a little while. And you got any last words? Other than prayer?
I think for people to continually pray for the country, pray for the president. And also, let's keep a watch around Congress to see what other destructive laws they pass that deny freedom. We have to pay attention now more than ever.
Oh,
and
yeah. Well, I thank you. And give out your website again.
It's witnessspeaks.com.
Okay. And Nicole Powers. Now, why don't you close this with prayer, would you, please?
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day that we can do your will and spread the word of your Son. And I want to pray for this nation. I want to pray for those who have been victimized by evil, who've been on a spiritual attack through witchcraft, divination. I want to pray for all those children that have been lost. And I want to pray for those people who have lost their lives fighting a good fight of faith by defending those who have been victimized. I want to pray for our president, Donald J. Trump, and all the brave men and women who are patriots themselves. And I want to thank you for allowing me to meet Stu Webb. And I want to pray for all of his listeners and followers and their families too. Thank you for giving us another day so we can do your will. Amen.
And I'm in agreement. Amen. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.